Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
We're going to play the conversation that we had with Big Mike from American Idol.
Big Mike.
But the fact of the matter with Mike is this, is that when his wife was delivering their first baby, he wasn't there. He chose to go out to L.A. Mm-hmm. and pursue his dream on American Idol.
He had just been given the chance to do the Hollywood round, right?
Right, mm-hmm. I think, right.
And he was like, man, this is my chance to make it happen for my family. I got to stay.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, that's what he did. He went out to L.A. I mean, he advances all these rounds. Mm-hmm. She has the baby, and he missed that. He missed that, man. And he's at peace with it. Now, we can go one of two ways here. You guys tell me which way you want to go with this.
Okay.
We could talk to moms that are still upset that their husbands missed the birth of their baby for whatever reason. Or we can talk to moms that are totally cool with why their husbands missed the birth of their baby.
We'll get more calls with the first one.
Angry.
I think, can we take both? Because I think I would be interested to hear the contrast.
Yeah, that's true.
Between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you have to be in like a happy, like you can't call up and go, I'm totally fine that he didn't show up because he wasn't in the baby's life at all anyways and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be like, you guys are married, stayed married, you know, after the birth of the baby, but
it's for work or family or whatever.
Right.
I'm guessing we'll have a lot of military families that experience
that,
right?
Let's just say we should eliminate those, right?
Because that's too easy. Yeah, I'm glad he went to serve his country. Okay, we get those. Totally get those.
Right.
All right, so we're looking for two kinds here. 404-741-Q100. You're still upset for the reason why he missed the birth of your baby. He was out on a fishing trip and he mistimed it. He was at a bar when you called and he couldn't get somebody to drive him home. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Still
didn't
upset.
Didn't we talk to somebody? Because we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a guy passed out drunk? Like, he went out with his buddies the night before. They took him out because the baby was coming. He went to sleep at like 2 in the morning. Totally hammered and slept. And then her water broke at 6.
Ooh. There's a lot of drunk stories, I'm sure, because guys get nervous. I'm sure there's a lot of guys who would probably get, if she has a long labor and he's nervous, so he decides to go, you know, I need a couple cocktails to calm me down a little bit for a second, and then he completely gets too trashed to come back.
Or he, you know, there could be a case where he takes like a dude vacation and you deliver early, you go into labor.
Yeah.
And he can't get back in time.
Mm-hmm. If he's on one of those vacations you go on, like in a mountain in Argentina somewhere, sitting up there.
Yeah, but if you're like 3 weeks out or something like that, then you can't do that.
Right.
I don't know what the statute there is, how many miles you can travel.
My friend,
but it's not the Buenos Aires.
No,
I know that.
No.
My friend,
out of contact,
friend could
no.
have missed the birth of his because his wife sent him a text message and didn't call. Like, he was at work. He was in a studio, so he was working, and she sent a text to his phone and didn't pick up the phone and call. And he's like, when you're having a baby, you need to pick up the phone and make a call.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hey.
So you got Big Mike's situation on American Idol, where dude goes on out to L.A. and he misses the birth of his first child. So his wife seems to be pretty cool about it. But we're looking for moms that are still either upset by the husband missing the birth or are totally cool with it.
I'm totally cool with it. My husband, the night before I had my planned C-section that we planned for 3 months with the specific doctor, he fell off a ladder at work and cracked his skull, and I was in the emergency room with him. He's like, you have to have the C-section with this doctor. I don't want anyone else touching you. I was like, are you sure? So my family flew in that night, and he was at Atlanta Medical, and I'm down at Northside.
Oh, they couldn't even get you in the same hospital.
The same room.
No.
But I was famous. They were like, hey, aren't you the woman whose husband's in Atlanta Medical?
Oh.
Hey, everybody knows you around here. And I was like, oh, wow.
That's terrible.
They couldn't even get you in the same, like, put my skull together at Northside.
Oh, that's
so damn. He only stayed 2 days there and, like, forced them to let him go so he could see his son. I mean, he was, and then they had a bed for him. They put me in a special room where they had a bed for him, and he was able to see his son 2 days after he was born.
Wow.
Well, she's at peace, though.
Wow.
Yeah, she's okay with
That's
it.
That's good.
Hey, Shannon, I want to put you on hold because I think you may be my closer call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Oh, no.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go
that
anywhere, Shannon.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah, I got to hear that.
I know.
Good morning, Elaine. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. So, yes, I'm 30, and my sister is 28, and my dad missed both of our births, and my mother still very upset about it. But the funny little twist is, even though she uses it all the time to prove that he was never there, he raised us. He got custody of us in the 80s and raised us by himself. She was nowhere in the picture.
Why did he, what was his reason for missing the birth?
He was working on the oil rigs back in Louisiana, and he would be out for a week and then home for a week, and it was while he was out.
Wow. Both times. Okay. Oh, it sucks.
So he was working.
He was working. I want to get to that Shannon call, man, because her husband missed all three.
Oh God, dude.
I'll tell you what, let me just take Carly first, then I'll get to Shannon.
He's busy, man.
God.
Good morning. Carly, you're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hey. Good. What's going on?
Hey, good. I just wanted to call and tell you guys that my dad was on business when I was born, and he tried as best as he could to make it on time, but was just 5 minutes late, and I jokingly still bring it up when we get in fights today.
So you've let it go, but you really haven't let it go.
Yeah.
Here is Shannon, all right? You guys ready for this?
Yes.
All right, Shannon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. The number seems really high, though. You've had three kids?
We do. Well, I have five. Two are from my first marriage, and then my last three are from the second.
Okay.
And we had talked about it beforehand. Do you want me to? She had said.
Yeah, go
earlier.
Ahead. Sure.
Yes.
He both of his parents died of cancer, and he has a phobia of hospitals.
Ah, I knew somebody like
and
that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very severely. Like he almost died from a pygmy rattlesnake bite. At one point, like, absolutely does not do hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one was premature, and he actually almost gave in and went just because. But then everything turned out fine. I had a best friend. She was in there for all three, and it worked out. And you really have to, I guess, prioritize. I mean, I think I probably would have been pissed if he had been laid up somewhere in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, this man loved his kids more than anything in the world, and it was very hard for him not to go. But, you know, you do what you do.
Like, when you say phobia of hospitals, like, what are you talking about? When he thinks of going to a hospital, what are we talking about?
It just brings back he lost both of his parents within a year, and it's very sickening for him.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I knew somebody like that. Maybe, like, panic attacks, anxiety.
Yeah, it's very hard, yes.
When I had my transplant, I had a friend who had to call me on the phone because she couldn't come in the hospital because her father had passed away. And she associated anything negative with it with the hospital. So she had to call and say, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to make it up to see you.
I think it's possible that my uncle missed the birth of his only daughter because he has my aunt had surgery. She's passed away now, but when I was living in Syracuse, I remember she went in for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Then she also had a heart attack more recently, and I don't think he went to visit her either time. His wife of 50 years.
Is that right?
And he gets so, he just can't do it.
Wow.
I wonder what happens if he gets sick.
I don't know.
It was like she said her husband almost died from a snake bite because he wouldn't go to the hospital.
Stacey would never have that. She'd say, suck it up and you get your ass down here.
Yeah.
I don't care how nervous or phobic you are, you get your ass down here. You don't even know what phobia is till the next time you see me. You're going to be a Stacey phobic if you don't get here. Hey, AJ, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good. I was on bed rest with my second child at the hospital. And when I went into labor, the doctor called my house, and our phone was disconnected. So I had to call my neighbor to go to my house, and my husband missed the birth. When he capped it, he was like, how much longer? I was like, it's done. She's here.
So,
didn't hear that.
Did he cut the bill off, or did the phone get cut off because he didn't pay the bill?
Right.
So he didn't pay the bill, phone gets cut off, he misses the call saying your baby's here.
Right.
That's going to be a tough one to let go. Is he the current husband or is he the ex?
He's the current husband. Okay. We have three kids. There's another one after my middle child.
Okay.
But yeah, I bring it up all the time.
I bet that's the first thing he did. Like when you told him you were pregnant, he's like, I'm paying the bill for the next 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Phone bill taken care of, honey.
Exactly.
All right, AJ, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Get it. The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.